Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 19th of October. Coming up, how I was robbed by a cheater with Emmy Mac.
I think I get what you're talking about.
Because she cheated when we did Rock Headlines with Emmy Mac.
You cannot come second in anything, can you? Without accusing someone of doing something untoward.
I had to think about that for a second. But we've got our boss in Speedy. Now, we introduced you to Speedy last Friday. Speed says, I virtually had to get up to speed with Triple M's Instagram page. So he's been giving me challenges from Friday.
You've had a few things to do. We started with his breakfast, as you mentioned earlier.
Selfie with Rob, breakfast, a local Central Coast landmark, which was the TAB. Nicely done.
I get back to you said about the breakfast, which was leftover lasagna. There's nothing wrong. And we had a discussion about this.
No, there is. Not for breakfast. And it's leftover and it's microwaved. It's been microwaved twice already and you want to heat it another.
It didn't look good.
But you two boys don't eat frozen lasagna.
No.
Which I find perplexes me. There's nothing wrong with it. It's quite nice.
Mate,
there are nonnas listening right now shaking their head at you, Paddy, going, what? And they're going to send us all their homemade lasagnas for you to have because they're worried about you having frozen lasagna.
I've got no idea what you're missing, mate.
Oh, but it's time, mate. I don't have time.
Time.
But yes.
You make lasagna on a weekend, put it in the freezer for 6 months, and it's still 10 times better than what all you buy in your little packet. But anyway.
That's for another day. Yesterday, the challenge was, Speedy, to do the mannequin challenge.
Yes, so where you pretend you're a mannequin. I love the commitment. You went down to a local shop. You actually sat in a window with fellow mannequins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Worked out why mannequins don't have heads too. Yeah. Looking at Paddy.
We went to closet
number four.
We went to Closet Essentials and hello to Jen again who looked after us. And Deb runs the second store. That's at Carelta Plaza at Erina. So that's Closet Essentials. Rob looked good coming out of it too at Closet Essentials. But so that was yesterday's challenge. Now we posted it on the Triple M's Instagram page.
That's right. Go see it now. Triple M Central Coast. I think you did a really good job.
Thanks, mate.
You did hold still. You didn't blink at all. Nah. You were very, very good. But there was one thing that surprised all of us, right? And you probably haven't seen the stats of this video. So we all gathered around yesterday, watched the video, looked at the people who viewed it. Do you know that video went viral?
Really?
It did not.
That video has been seen by 37,000 people. And we're sitting there going, if Paddy Gerard is the person that brings mannequin challenges back in trend, I will resign and go live on a remote tropical island.
I'm not even kidding. You're
dead. You are
lying. No, look at this. Look.
You're giving
me. Look at that number. 37.1K. 37,000 views.
See, this is my point.
Oh, Gerard.
How bored are people if they want to see me?
How stupid are you? That's what it is.
I love it. I love it. And it's got like 500 likes, but lots of views. So if you want to see that video that's now going viral all over the Central Coast, go to Triple M Central Coast on Instagram. I love that you're wearing a scarf and a handbag and jewellery as well.
Awesome.
And it's going viral.
I picked the necklace.
It's a lovely necklace. Lovely.
Oh, look, Jenny helped us out.
Jenny did help. Jenny, she was the colour consultant.
Well done, Jenny. Well done.
So much. I wanted to wear a hat, but Jenny said no.
Have you checked your thighs done up? Maybe that's why I got so many views.
I don't know.
Whatever's going on, people are looking at it. Anyway, time for a new challenge, guys.
Thank you.
New challenge Tuesday. All right.
Okay. All right.
And the reason we're doing this is because you've missed out on all these trends being off social media. So now we're catching you up. Today's challenge is.
Yes.
The planking challenge.
Oh, I do that all the time.
No, not the gym type of planking. So the planking challenge is you need to lay completely flat like a plank in a really unusual situation.
Unusual.
So what we're thinking today, while Justin is on the air broadcasting live on Triple M, our workday announcer Justin, mid-break, I would like you planking potentially on the desk in the studio here or somewhere, but you will plank mid-break on Triple M across the day.
I'm an overweight announcer.
We'll see how we go. Will the hydraulics hold Paddy? There's a reason to go watch on the Instagram.
So I've got to lay here.
Yeah, on the desk. Yeah.
With Justin.
And do a plank.
All right.
Now I know why they call them sore horses.
All right. That is challenge accepted, sir. Challenge accepted.
And please give encouragement to Paddy. Go on Instagram on Triple M. Like the videos. Send some messages. Do comments. Do shout-outs. Whatever you need. Let's bring this along, guys. It's a big week.
How many likes again there?
37,000 people viewed your mannequin challenge video. Crazy.
Thank you, Speedy.
You're welcome.
10,000 of them were Paddy Gerard.
Hey, I saw Andrew Fifita last night, plays for the Sharkies, and he was talking to Danny Widler about that on-field incident where he got an accidental elbow through the throat, and he nearly died. He revealed he messaged his wife in the back of an Amber to say goodbye as he thought he was going to die. And then,
jeez, there's the one game too many, mate.
Then he realised, you know, they ended up cutting his neck, placed in a coma, realised they clipped an artery in his neck, bleeding all through his lungs, drowning in his own blood. You'd give it away, wouldn't you? Honestly, you'd go, I wouldn't go
I'll tell
go
you who
plane.
Should give it away.
Who?
The surgeon that clipped the artery.
Oh, yeah. As I said, work experience. Work experience, kid, that day. We've got Bruce from Hamlin Terrace. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, mate, downfall's a sport. What happened with you?
Oh, the cauliflower ears. I was tight head prop in rugby, and again, I played into my early 50s.
Oh, Bruce, it's that position on the field, isn't it, tight head prop, where you can play into your early 50s?
Yeah, well, my contract stated I only had to hold up half the scrum and lift in the line outs and make one tackle a game. But
that's right.
Yeah, but, mate, we used to, back in the old days, we used to just put a pin in them and relieve the fluid after each game. But about 5 years ago, I went, I was overseas and I was getting some dental work done in Thailand, and the surgeon there said, oh, you want me to fix ears? And I went, how do you do that? And he goes, oh, we just cut them open, rip it out, put something else in. And anyway, the next time I was there, I got it done. It was about $1,200 Australian, and they took the back of the ear off, like the skin, removed the old damaged cartilage and all the scar tissue, and then they put just a little synthetic insert in, stitched it all back. You can't see, and the ears look, you know, I look better now when in my late 50s than I did all through my 20s and 30s.
With those little pixie ears you got now.
Yeah, no, they reshaped, you know, because mine had gone really big on the top half of the ear, and distorted and closed in the and my hearing improved because there was no more narrowing of the ear canal.
That is just remarkable.
You've gone from
Bruce.
Volcanic rock ears to Zoolander.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate, I need all the help I can get, to be honest. Yeah.
So is that what happens if you... Because I know...
They've lanced them to drain the fluid straight away.
Because I know, you know, when we were doing my apprenticeship as a carpenter, if you ever whacked your finger, you'd get a drill bit and go through your fingernail to where it hit the blood, and the blood had spurred out, so it released the pressure.
I never did that.
And that's the same.
You must have hit your thumb a lot.
I did. I was hopeless. So Bruce, and they do the same with the ears, letting the
just relieve the pressure.
Wow. Yeah, well, but again, we used to put just a pin in them after each game,
and squeeze it out,
and again. You know, what you did in the dressing room, it's not recommended medical procedure.
Yeah, well, ask Freddie about what goes on in his dressing room.
Wow, Bruce, that is amazing.
Live from the Central Coast, Rock Headlines.
Go, another instalment of Rock Headlines. We love doing this. Emmy Mack from the newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning. It's that time again.
I know.
Thanks, Emmy, for coming and just, you know, putting some humanity back into this room.
And, you know, what we've done, because Rob Palmer, what Emmy does, I'll let Emmy explain when we do Rock Headlines. It's very simple what you do, isn't it?
It's very, very simple. I'm just going to read some lyrics from some famous rock songs that you should know. And, yeah, you guys just have to guess the name of the songs and the band and your name to the buzzer.
Read it because you do our news. You do your best news voice, and that disguises the song because it is not...
Oh, it's very, very difficult.
It's not as easy as you make it sound, Emmy Mack.
And it's my job to throw you off.
Yeah. And the thing is, Palmer always goes out, Rob, and then takes 20 seconds to try and decipher. Well, now we've included
I was wondering how long it was going to take him to whinge.
The clock. You got 5 seconds. Once you say your name, you've got 5 seconds.
That's tense.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
raising the stakes.
He's controlling the clock. You watch how long he gives himself before he hits
all
the
right.
clock.
Okay, buzzers are working. Emmy Mack, first song, give it to us.
Okay. Tommy used to work on the docks.
Rob.
Union's been on... Oh, that was so quick.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Oh, my goodness.
He's looked. Can
that
he see
quick.
Your paper?
That was a new record.
Can he see your paper?
I'll have to cover it like I'm protecting my homework.
I was shutting my eyes. I was feeling the moment.
You bloody cheated, mate.
Tony used to work on the dock.
He cheated. Can you come over to this other microphone? I don't trust him. Thank you, Emmy. Thank
mate,
you.
Why she's is just it every moved. Time you lose, you've cheated. Come out with some reason for something Rob's else on, happening that made you lose.
After question one, Rob is on one and I'm on nothing. Okay, Emmy, question two.
Okay. She packed my bags last night pre-flight. Zero
Patty.
Hour. Oh, Patty. Oh,
Elton John. And it is... She packed
them.
It is Daniel.
No! Oh, oh my God.
Where's your timer now, Johnny?
It is.
Do you know it, Rob?
Sorry, you've got to read me the rest of it now because
okay,
you've had
we'll
your
keep
guess.
Going. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So she packed my bags pre flight.
Oh.
Keep
and
going.
I'm
going to
be high as a kite by then. I miss the Earth so much.
I miss my wife.
It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's going to be...
Long time.
But what is the name of the song, Palmer? What is the name of the song?
No. Rocketman. Rocketman, Elton John.
Boom. So what is it? Does that mean he gets it or do you guys
get half
each?
That means I smashed him. Smashed him out of the park. He went early, got it wrong. You didn't even put the timer on yourself.
Too much confidence, Patty.
After question
two... Say that, loser.
We can't go on any further, so save that next song. Rob has finally won... Which is good because he's been such a loser in his life.
Comprehensively.
He finally won something, which is good. So,
congratulations, Rob Palmer. Well done.
Thanks for the emotional support, Emmy.
Yesterday, at about 20 to 8, we were talking about this lady in Arizona who gave birth to a 6.37 kilo bub, right? And the baby was so huge, went straight into clothes for a 9-month-old. We went, wow. But then Linda called us.
Okay. My grandfather was 14 and a half pound born, breech, and broke his mother's pelvis.
Oh, God.
That was
on
my mum's side.
14 and a half pounds is 6.577 kilos.
And my dad on the other side, he was 14 pound born.
Yeah.
And he was the biggest of my grandmother's babies. She came in with one at 13.8 and one at 12.
That's huge, eh?
Oh, that's a big baby. We had Griff, he came out, he was jammed in and he couldn't come out. The pelvic bone was pressed into his head and he couldn't come out. So after poor Gwen, she's 24 hours in labour and then he got stuck. You could see the head. But he wouldn't come out. So then they had to take him out the top. Oh, we were in.
Oh, did they have a Caesar? You have to have a Caesar.
After all that labour,
had to go Caesar.
Gwen's had to have an emergency Caesar, and the doctors come in, and she's lying down on the bed, and she's going, oh, and the contractions are still coming. Like the baby wanted to come out, but it was stuck. It couldn't do it. So the doctors stuck the needle into the spine for the epidural to numb to do whatever he had to do to get the cesarean done. And she started to feel numb in the legs.
You're not selling it for those who haven't had babies yet. No. Like if you're a salesman.
It never goes to
if you're a salesman and selling here,
it
you
never
two,
goes to plan.
You two have
All
a baby.
I'm saying is,
I would not be signing up.
It's good to have a plan, they say.
Yes.
But
did you
prepare
look?
For anything.
Did you look?
Yeah.
I did.
I was Oh, there was a bit of a curtain, but actually, that bit where they cut and the...
Because we were talking about this off air. Yeah. We were talking to our boss, Speedy.
Well, they were giving the epidural to Gwen, and she's feeling numb in the legs, and the doctor's gone a bit white in the face, and we're going, what do you mean you're feeling numb in the legs? And he's just stuck a needle into her spine.
I shouldn't be doing that. Feel
my legs. And then he goes, okay, what if I just... Hang on, and he moved the needle slightly, and she goes, yeah, I don't know if it's that. It might help if my husband would get off me, because I was leaning... over the top of her to comfort her and hold her leg still, but I was leaning too hard.
You're
and the doctor
numpty.
Shot me a look as though I'd just...
You're numpty.
Yeah, you idiot. Get out
but
of here.
Yesterday we were talking to our boss, and he was telling us that when he was with his two kids that he's had, that he was there to catch both. And I just went, oh, I fainted nearly when the waters broke, let alone being there to catch. I just...
Well, I caught two of ours.
Did you?
Yeah. The second two.
Like we're not talking
two
cricket.
Girls.
We're not talking cricket. We're
well,
talking
that's
about
the way that the midwife sort of said it. Are you going to catch this?
Yeah.
What do you mean, catch this? Which, it's on its way. You just get round here. And
you did with full.
Well, Branny came flying out. Gwen was in the hospital for 11 minutes.
And holy jeez, that's quick.
11 minutes. I didn't even sign in.
Holy.
I was at the desk. signing in, and the midwife came out and said, "Don't sign in later, mate. Get in here
get
now."
Up there.
And then boom.
See, it's funny though, talking to different people. Some say, "Yeah, I could watch." Others go, "No, I couldn't." Oh, well, I couldn't. You could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most beautiful thing I've ever
you
seen.
You could. I couldn't. I would love to know on 133353. Which team do you swing with? Is it?
Can you watch or can you not?
Can you watch or can you not?
And, I don't know how you couldn't. It's so.
No, I just
connecting. It's beautiful.
Mate, I have trouble cutting up steak with the blood, so I'll just get weak in the stomach. I get weak in the stomach. That's what it is. Our premier said, "Oh, I'm having along with his wife his seventh kid."
Seven.
Wow, that's a fair few.
Yeah, Dom Perrottet.
Yeah.
Seven. But that's, you know what? It's nothing.
Nah, that's nothing.
We flogged that on the coast.
We had nine.
I bumped into a couple of boys yesterday from Harvey Norman, the delivery team. Aaron from Canton Beach. He's got a boy. He's got a girl on the way in 2 weeks. So, as go well, buddy.
How many as?
His wife, he's had one. He's having another. His wife, Abby, wants to have four, and he's a bit scared. Right. And then when he said he was a bit scared of having four, his teammate, Daz, from Chain Valley Base, parked up and went, "Oh, I've got eight." He's got eight kids, and he's a granddad to four.
Holy
he's got
hell.
Kids from 24 to four. He's like, he's married his.
That's a big.
Married his high school sweetheart. Good on you, Daz.
On you, Daz. Thanks for listening, Dazzy.
Yeah, absolutely. So they listen to us down there at Harvey Norman Delivery Loading Dock every morning.
Well done.
Good on you, team. Thanks very much.
And so we're looking at that, and then we're looking at that mum who gave birth to 6.37 kilo bub.
Oh, and hats off to Sheridan. Sorry, Daz's partner.
Oh, wife, g'day, Sheridan.
He's had eight kids.
Whoa. Look, and we were looking about, we were talking off air about it yesterday, and our boss Speedy said, "Oh, I went and saw, oh, well, I caught both of our kids." And then I said, "What do you mean you caught them?" Caught them. He said, I was there.
I was there.
Like Ian Healy at the base of the cricket, back of the cricket wickets, caught them both.
Well, it's like, I don't know, it's like a payoff for the 9 months of ordinary living that everyone goes through. You know, like it's a tough thing having a baby.
Like you saw
for everyone.
How many did you say? Did you see two?
I saw three. One came out the sunroof.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
okay,
and then
yeah.
the other two, you know,
and
caught,
I got a weak
guts, slips.
So I would have fainted. Troy from Gosford. G'day, Troyzy.
Troy.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, mate. Did you see the kids being born?
Well, what happened? Young Ethan, his mother was basically having an epidural in the birthing suite, and I said, "I got to get out of here. I need fresh air." And I didn't even make it out the birthing suite. I was on the ground. I was gone.
Did you faint? Did you faint? See, Troyzy, mate, that would have been me because when cursed water broke.
You just seen the needle going.
But people are like that.
And I didn't even see the needle. I turned my head the other way. And I just overhear of the crunch. I was gone. I said, "Oh, I feel very hot. I've got to get out."
Mate, I was ordered out by the nurse. She said, "You better go and get a coffee." Because I went white as a sheep. I didn't faint. I wasn't as bad as Troy.
Well, I didn't make it out the door, Paddy. So.
That is too good.
Hey, Troyzy, we've got some Gabrielle coffee for
just
you,
to wake
mate.
You up.
Oh, mate, well, you know, I needed that, like, you know, 10 years ago, Paddy.
Yeah,
sorry about that, mate.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Huey from Terrigal.
Morning, boys. How are we?
How about yourself, mate?
Bro, I definitely watched that. That is something that you never want to miss.
How many kids did you watch come out and be born,
Five,
Huey?
Bro.
Five?
All five, brother.
Oh, and each one is unique and special in its own way, isn't it?
Oh, you're not bloody wrong.
What about Huey? Were you nervous though because you had to catch bubs? Were you nervous?
No, well, you kind of, man. They're slippery, bro.
Aren't they? It's so slippery.
It's like, oh, what do I do here? Make sure there's more hands underneath yours to catch because, yeah, you don't want to be dropping that.
Mate, look, I didn't watch.
Some could say I dropped my eldest because he ain't the smartest tool in the shed.
Yeah. Hey, others say he takes after his father.
That's right. Only in look, brother. Only in look.
Oh, please, Huey.
Mate, I found they were slippery when the first bathing, giving the kids the bath. And I'm there, and I just.
Oh, and you're worried because their head's going to slip into the water.
It was a vice-like grip. The poor little kids, Callum and Anna, nearly turned purple. I'm there, no. just these things that you go through.
Oh, but Huey, don't you fall in love with your wife all over again when you see her having a baby?
Bro, 100%, man. There's nothing more like amazing to watch watch the birth of your child, bro, and the person you love going through that is awesome. I'm neither with either one of my two ex-wives, but still respect them for everything they've given me.
All right, Huey. Hey, by the way, too, mate, great call, buddy.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.